Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie for Reason TV. Do you ever wonder what happens when a celebrity plays a celebrity?
Well, you get the new epic film where A-lister Benicio Del Toro plays A-lister Ernesto Guevara. The union of the two supernovas was so intense that Cannes, the glitziest film festival of them all, had little choice but to honor Del Toro with the award for Best Actor.
Benicio Del Toro.
The man Del Toro depicted shot to a level of stardom that few A-listers reach, the one-word name. Before there was Oprah, Bono, or Madonna, there was Che. Che's the celebrity that celebrities adore. That's him on Johnny Depp's neck. And Che is just about all Gisele Bündchen is wearing. Che burst onto the scene a half century ago as an idealistic revolutionary who helped found communist Cuba. Today, his rebellious image is used to sell countless products. Beer, flasks, belt buckles, lighters, fast food.
Viva Gordita!
The best-known Che product is the T-shirt. The Che shirts are so popular that you can buy a T-shirt with the famous T-shirt on it. Go to most any kind of protest and you're bound to see Che. And from hip-hop to rock to pop, musicians really dig Che. But is this a case of unrequited love?
He hate artists. So how is it possible that artists still today support the image of Che Guevara?
Paquito de Rivera met Che once and recalls how hostile he was to de Rivera's dream of becoming a musician.
Che was an inspiration for me because ever since I thought I had to get out of this island as soon as I can because I am in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Mr. Paquito de Rivera.
De Rivera did escape Cuba, and so far he's won 9 Grammy Awards playing the kind of music Che tried to silence.
Rock and roll as well as jazz was what they called imperialist music. In the 60s and 70s, foreigner culture was vetoed there.
While Americans were fainting over the Beatles, De Rivera says Cuban fans resorted to slipping the Fab Four's records into album covers of government-approved performers.
Because they don't want to be seen in the street with the cover of the Beatles or Santana or any rock and roller.
Clavo mi remo en el agua.
So maybe you can see why De Rivera gets annoyed at stuff like this. At the 2005 Academy Awards, Carlos Santana and Antonio Banderas performed a song from The Motorcycle Diaries, the film that won rave reviews for its tender depiction of a young Che Guevara. De Rivera calls Santana's performance
an insult to those young people that have to hide your LPs because your music was forbidden in Cuba.
The symbol of rebellion actually enforced conformity. So if protesters tried this in Cuba, Che wouldn't be marching with them. His men would be imprisoning them and perhaps murdering them.
And he ordered the execution of many people with no trial.
Che also served as Castro's chief executioner, presiding over the infamous La Cabaña prison.
He said, the detainee, you first kill him and then you judge him. That is very scary, you know. That's why he was called El Carnicero de la Cabaña, the butcher of La Cabaña Fortress.
So maybe it's not such a great idea to wiggle your toddler into a onesie with the butcher of La Cabaña's mug on it. Che is so iconic, but few recognize these faces, just some of the many victims of Che and his firing squad. But when Del Toro dedicated his award to Che himself, the audience cheered.
Che Guevara, à l'homme qui a inspiré le film Che Guevara.
Years ago, De Rivera sent a letter to Benicio Del Toro in which he explained who the real Che was. He also wrote an open letter to Santana after his Oscar performance in which the musician wore a Che shirt underneath a cross.
That is like entering a synagogue with a swastika on your chest. That doesn't make any sense.
Just the sight of a swastika fills us with dread, and for good reason. Adolf Hitler was one of the world's most notorious mass murderers. That's why the British tabloids unloaded on Prince Harry when he wore a Nazi uniform to a costume party. But when the prince hits the town with a Che shirt, it's just an opportunity to make a cute pun. Havana laugh. Get it?
Come, Deutschland!
We're rightly horrified by fascist murderers. Why aren't we also horrified by communist killers? Certainly Che's body count isn't anywhere near Hitler's. But what about someone Che idolized? Someone who he might have liked to wear on his chest?
Che, Castro, all the communist regimes idolized only one thing that Mao personified. Violence.
Communist dictator Mao Zedong ruled China when Kai Chen was growing up there. Chen played professional basketball in China, but his was far from the celebrity life of an NBA star.
You have no right to talk, and you have no right to think.
As he did for all Chinese, Mao monitored Chen's every move, word, and thought.
They effectively eliminated your ability to question anything.
Questioning Mao's authority was especially dangerous.
If you start questioning, you endanger not just yourself, but your own family.
Chen's relatives were kidnapped and forced into labor camps. People were hauled off and killed all around him. And Mao's iron-fisted economic policies created a massive famine that killed 20 million peasants.
People start eating each other, eating kids. Parents can't even stand eating their own kids. They exchange their kids with their neighbors.
Calculating communism's death toll is a difficult task, but one taken on by the Black Book of Communism. The book's authors, themselves former communists, estimate that Mao is responsible for the deaths of 65 million people. That's vastly more than even Hitler's body count.
Mao is a murderer, the biggest mass murderer in human history.
Certainly no one would use the image of the biggest mass murderer in human history to move merchandise. Then again, maybe Mao is the new Che. You can buy Mao watches, commuter mugs, caps, and t-shirts. You can go all out kitsch and tell the world that Mao is your homeboy. Just a couple miles from Chen's Los Angeles home, he encounters a store selling Mao shirts. And a few doors down, there's a restaurant named after Mao.
If there's an emblem in there with swastika, you know, how are people going to react?
Can you imagine a restaurant called Hitler's Kitchen? Vendors selling Hitler mugs or t-shirts boasting that Hitler is your homeboy.
What I see this is that I see tears, I see blood.
Neither Chen nor De Rivera understands why communist killers are considered chic, but each finds his own way to have the last laugh.
I sort of crossed Mao's face because...
Chen earned this certificate when his basketball team won the Chinese national championship in 1975. He crossed out Mao's face, but only after he came to America. What would this tiny protest have gotten him in Mao's China?
Oh, I wouldn't be standing here. I wouldn't be standing here talking to you.
Sometimes they make me feel happy when I see somebody with those t-shirts.
De Rivera relishes the irony that a communist would turn into a commodity.
His success has been in the area of human activity that he hates the most, marketing. Che Guevara is the king of marketing. I love it.